USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It's a deal, but far from a done deal.
I think it's a good deal. It's really a win for all Americans.
The president's top economist, Lael Brainard, says the agreement to cut some future spending and raise the debt ceiling has something for everyone and everything for nobody. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells Fox he's already pitching it to his Republican caucus.
This is reasonable, this is sensible, but it's also a responsible thing to do.
As for the Democrats on the left,
I think undecided is probably the safest place to put me.
Michigan's Debbie Dingell is still angry at what she calls being held hostage by House Republicans when it comes to the debt ceiling. Definitely not undecided, Texas Republican Chip Roy.
There's going to be a block of us that are a no. I would like to say that we should kill this.
Roy says the deal doesn't do enough to cut spending. The bill, which raises the debt ceiling and sets some federal spending limits, goes to the House Rules Committee today. It will decide if the measure goes to the full House for a vote tomorrow. An early morning surprise for some people in Moscow as the war in Ukraine came to them.
The Russian Defense Ministry is saying that 8 drones, aircraft-like vehicles, attacked a residential Moscow neighborhood. They also said they were able to shoot down all 8 of them. There was some light damage. 2 people were lightly injured, minor injuries.
NBC correspondent Molly Hunter in Kyiv, where Ukrainian leaders are not commenting. It's the deepest attack into Russia since it invaded Ukraine. The White House says British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will come for an official working visit next week. Ukraine, energy, and climate change among the issues on the table. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is beginning a 3-state tour, the first official since officially announcing his run for the White House. He's in Des Moines today. Several reports now say friends have set up a super PAC to support former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's possible run. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control says if you're planning to get plastic surgery in Mexico, think about reconsidering. At least 2 people have died from fungal meningitis, linked to a plastic surgery center in Matamoros, just across the border from Brownsville, Texas.
People have fever, stiff neck, headache. They could have nausea and vomiting, confusion.
Dr. Jason Bowling's a professor of infectious diseases at the University of Texas Health System. He says the dangers from lower hygiene standards at some clinics.
You have a medicine that's not sterile, that is contaminated with a fungus. You could potentially introduce that fungus into a protected space.
Like your face. The CDC has issued a travel warning against heading south for plastic surgery. It was a not-so-happy cruise last weekend for passengers aboard some cruise ships caught in that big system that hit the East Coast.
There's no way around this one. We went directly into that storm.
Carnival Sunshine passenger Sharon Tutrone was among many rocked by the rough weather. Other passengers posted video of water running down hallways and items inside shops strewn all over the floor. Some passengers say the ship should have stayed in port in the Bahamas instead of sailing back to Charleston, South Carolina. Making it worse, says Tutrone, almost no communication from the crew.
All we wanted was, hey, it's going to be okay. I know it's rough, and we didn't get any of that. I think they just wanted to get back to port and get the next people loaded.
And Carnival says after some delay, the ship made it home and is now out on its next voyage. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.